NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
Bluetooth Ward Mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
The Big JCPenney Easter Sale features 20% off select women's dresses and much more. Hurry into JCPenney for some of their lowest prices of the season.
Hi, this is Mike with Broadway Truck Centers. Come see us for all of your commercial truck needs. Oh, by the way, we also have personal trucks as well. Visit us at BroadwayTruck.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Wow.
Moon shadow.
Cat Stevens.
Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow.
What happened to him? He flipped out and became Yusuf Uslam or something.
Yeah, Muslim.
He got a real beard.
Yeah.
And was, I don't know, chanting and praying. And it wasn't so much the Muslim that, but he, in addition, I mean, if you want to become a Muslim, that's fine, but he kind of became a Hare Krishna kind of a Maharishi Yogi Ashimashi nutcase or something.
Soji Tabuchi.
And he didn't touch a guitar or sing for 20 years or something, and then he picked it up and sang again, and what does he sing? Same song, Moonshadow. Yeah, this one. What was the other one?
Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah, Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Was that him or was
the
that
man on the moon.
Was that Cat Steve? Yeah.
Or was it
what
Harry
Chapin? Harry Chapin.
I'm thinking of Harry Chapin too.
I think it's Harry Chapin.
Yeah, that is Harry Chapin.
Okay. Cat Stevens had
Taxi too, right?
Taxi.
What did he have?
The song Taxi.
I'd know it if I heard it. Probably.
Yeah, you would. It was a pretty big hit for him.
We're going to have Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So here's what I'd do if I were you. Dr. Doug doesn't really have a monologue or anything, so we just go right to the phone. So I'm going to do one bit of business. I'm going to make a couple of people very happy with a couple of terrific pre-owned vehicles that are sitting on the lot at Johnny Londo. If they won't be there tomorrow, those cars we mentioned Monday, they're gone. So I'm going to give you two more. While I do that, if you want to call, because it's first come, first serve, talk to Dr. Doug. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. He's on the way. He'll be here in a moment. Want to say thank you to Jake Willis, who purchased a new Malibu at Johnny Londo Chevrolet. See, if you're AM and the PM and you let them know that, we'll be happy to mention you and thank you on the air for making a purchase there. Paul Lopez, proud owner of a new Chevy Cruze. And Bob Gahn purchased a pre-owned Grand Caravan. Here's what we have today from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Get ready to head out there and beat whoever else is going for the same vehicle. We have a couple. We have a 2011 Chevy Tahoe LTZ. We had a Tahoe LTZ for 3 years. I believe ours was an 09. It's a beautiful vehicle. This one is loaded with every available option. It is black granite. Listen to this. The retail, if you go look up the retail value of this 2011 Tahoe LTZ, it's $47,200.
Whoa.
You want to run out and get this before anybody else? Your price from Johnny Londoff, because you're AM and the PM. Remember, retail $47,200.
$997.
Wow. Big difference. How about this? A 2009 Jeep Wrangler X. I don't know what that means. I know what a Wrangler is. I don't know what the Wrangler X is. It has 66,000 miles on it, which works out to about 15,000 miles a year. It's an 09. That's about standard. Not high mileage. It's black. The retail price on this 09 Jeep Wrangler X is $19,400. Your price today, because you're AM and the PM, is $17,553. See? There you go. And then I don't know if I mentioned it, but they also have brand new cars. They're all Chevrolets at Johnny Londo Chevrolet. And to me, it's not about who has more in stock all the significant sized dealers who are competitive in this market have, you know, hundreds of cars to choose from. It's who are you doing business with, and would you go back and do business with them again? And they want the answer to that to always be yes. Call them. Ask them about these specials we just mentioned. You can check them out at Landoff.com, or you can just go there and beat everybody else to them. Washington, Elizabeth, exit off 270. Johnny Landoff, Chevrolet.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagony chair.
Music for a second.
Yeah.
And I know we weren't ready for this, but sometimes I think if you wait till you're ready. I know that, Peon, you have been staying late training Max. And you know, I know you didn't know that I knew this. You were just going to let it go, thinking nobody would know the hard work and extra hours you put in. But I know for a fact, because the night people, the security people, told me they've seen you in here at night,
yeah,
working with Max to bark that dog in the window. Rah, rah. And you think he's ready?
Oh, yeah. I think he's ready.
Wow. I can't wait to hear this. I've heard about it from people who knew you've been here working with him. Let's see if he can pull it off. Start the music again. See if Max can jump in.
How much is that jar in the window?
Wow. He's better than the one on the recording.
How much is that jar in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Max, the station wonder dog. Actually, he's not a station dog. He belongs to the show.
California.
We took the dog and the cat, Vagina, and we took them over from the station because they were starving. The station was abusing them. So we had the authorities come out, and they put them in our custody, and now they're healthy and doing great. And so is our male cat, Penis.
Right. Yeah.
Penis, the male cat, and Vagina, our female cat, and then Goldie and Max, our dogs. Healthy, doing well.
Yeah, because Penis at one time, he was really in bad shape.
Spitting, he'd spit on you. Penis would raise up and spit.
Yeah.
He was, oh my goodness. Yeah. He kind of thrust himself at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was horrible. It is time to take your questions about your pets. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. The Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic is where you'll find this guy, and he is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd call right now if I were you, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Oh, we're great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. I'm sure a lot of dogs were confused and bewildered who'd never been let out in the snow when this big snow hit. I can only think of the
right.
Little puppies that, you know, they just entered the world 2-3 months ago, and they get let out and they go, what's this?
Yeah, I had one dog that, one of my own dogs that hates getting his feet wet. He's like a West County puppy. And the other one was ready to jump and disappear in the snow. So it's just an individual variation.
Yeah. Not a good idea if you have a real hyperactive, tiny white dog to just let him tear out into the snow, into deep snow. You never see him again.
That's right.
You just get lost in the snow. You ready for some calls?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. Cindy's up first. Cindy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Cindy. How are you, honey?
Good. Hey, we've got a 2-year-old Puggle,
uh-huh,
and we've had him for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And seems to not make a difference what we do. We cannot get this dog to stop barking.
Ah. There's two or three alternatives for you. They now have a citronella kind of spray device so that when they bark, it automatically releases, doesn't hurt them, but it kind of deters that kind of behavior. So that's the kind of one kind of necklace that you might look for. It's a citronella. And then the other one is the kind of a mild electric stimulation or shock. And if they're used correctly, and maybe even to, it'd be worth it to talk to a trainer, if they're used correctly, they can be very, very useful in deterring that kind of behavior. Okay?
Do they actually hurt the animal, though?
No, of course not. No.
Okay.
I mean, nobody likes to get a little electric shock, but it's not going to, it's not anything, it's not a, like these big fences out in the livestock area. So, and again, you can talk to a trainer, you can go to any of the big box facilities, the pet shops, and talk to their trainers on house, and they usually sell those devices there as well. Okay?
Okay. Well, we better do something if they're going to kick us out of the neighborhood. So.
Yeah, I would try either one of those products or talk to a trainer about other alternative methods.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Doc, you're fading out on us again. You're going into your soft whisper mode. I have to ask
okay.
you. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Barbara's next. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
This hi, Barb. Her. How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank
you. What you got?
Well, I have a little dog. She's about 6 months old. She's a cross between a Bichon and a Shih Tzu.
Now, can you edit out the first half, Pian, of that name?
Yeah, I'll take care of
Shih Tzu. Edit that first syllable out. Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
We intended to get her spayed, but we waited too long, and now she's gone into heat. What do I do?
Just keep her away from any male dogs, and it'll take about 2-3 weeks at the most, and she should come out of the heat, and then you can get her spayed right away. So,
oh,
and you can
wait.
They have little riches for bitches if she's draining and bleeding at all.
Edit that out.
I saw that online.
So, but it shouldn't be a problem. And in worst case scenarios, a little dog could be spayed in heat, but most vets don't want to do that because it's a little bit more difficult of a procedure. But
okay.
Yeah, I would go ahead and just plan
timing.
On holding her tight. Don't let anybody get to her, and you'll be fine.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
good
Barbara.
Luck, honey.
Here's a question I probably should know the answer to, but I don't know why. How often does a dog get into heat, like a female dog? Twice a year?
Yeah, about once every 6 months, and it can last for 2 to 3 weeks typically, and they usually come out of heat on their own. Now, cats are different. They are called induced ovulators, so they need to actually be stimulated by a male cat, hopefully, and in order to ovulate and then come out of heat.
Oh, my wife needs to be stimulated to break through coming out of the ice. She's encased in. Let's get Dan in here. Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and a PM.
Hi, Dan.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a great story I want to share. Thank God that my dogs are healthy and doing well. But earlier this week, I heard a story about a shelter down in southern Missouri who found a chow and a terrier running wild out there, and they captured them. This is a no-kill place.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to find out that the chow had glaucoma and was blind. And the terrier was walking with the dog to make sure that dog was doing well out there in the open, out there in the wild, and make sure that dog was safe and ate and everything. And I think that was a fantastic story. And
wow, I didn't read that story. What happened
captured,
to the animals?
They're going to make sure that they get adopted together.
No, Dan, I saw the story. And doctor, this was unbelievable. This great big dog was blind and his eyes were cloudy.
Uh-huh.
And the little dog, they were inseparable. The little dog was the seeing eye dog for the big dog.
That's really cool.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, those are great stories.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good luck. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for my call, everybody.
Not exactly a problem or a question, but that was a good story.
Interesting,
yeah. Kevin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. I've got a 5-year-old yellow lab who had a pretty significant gash on her back hindquarters. She had 7 stitches.
Okay.
And around the wound, the skin looks black.
Okay.
And I was just curious if it's something I need to take her back to the vet for, is maybe the...
Yeah, if it's truly black, it probably, for whatever reason, that tissue is dying, and it's probably going to need to be, what we use the term, debrided, or moved, cut away.
Yes, Kevin, it's called debrided.
I don't know how deep the wound was, but at least on the surface, that skin's going to die away, so you're going to want to preempt that event by getting into the vet again.
Okay, it was deep enough that you could actually see muscle, so...
Yeah, then I would definitely do that. I would get back in, and it shouldn't be a big deal, and it should be fairly easy to accomplish.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Dog.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Just an observation, and I make it all the time. He has a vet.
Right, that did the surgery.
The vet did the surgery, and he's calling you to say, should I call my vet?
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't get it.
It's good for my ego.
It is. Well, it must be. Wouldn't you, if your dog had surgery, and the doctor performed the surgery, and you thought, hey, that doesn't look right, wouldn't you just call the doctor that did it and go, hey, is this supposed to be this way?
You know, I think it's such a weird economy that people look for any opportunity to get information. And
but your vet's not good. He did the surgery. He's not going to charge you if you call and ask him a question.
You wouldn't think so, yeah. But you never know.
Wow. Let's get Herb in here. Herb, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, this is Herb Glazer with the Commissioner.
Hey, how are you? You really made my life rough with
my cats are fine, but I wonder, do you ever get any chance to have any homemade gefilte fish?
No, Herb, this is the pet question segment.
Do you have any questions, Herb?
No, I just want to know if he gets any gefilte fish at home.
No, this is the pet question. This is the pet question segment.
No, not that I know of.
All right, thank you, Herb. Let's go to Kimberly. Right. Kimberly, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kim. How are you, honey?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, I just have a question about my 10-year-old mixed breed. She's Beagle and German Shepherd. We got her from the Humane Society about 9.5 years ago. She's about 10.
Okay.
What she seems to do, and it reminds me of how you'd see a dog go out and eat grass, we have hardwood floors. And what she will do is she will walk around and lick all around the hardwood floor to get up any lint or dust or hairballs or whatever. And she'll do it all throughout the area. And I don't know if she's trying to do something to make herself vomit because she doesn't feel well.
I don't think so.
She'll do it a couple times a week.
Is she able to eat and hold down the food?
She does, yes. Yeah. She does, and she usually does this shortly after she's eaten in the evening time.
Yeah, I think she's just enjoying the flavor of whatever lint or dirt is on there. It could give her a sense of saltiness or something like that she's just doing. And
Kimberly, do you wipe your floors down with tuna?
I'm sorry?
No, but I love it when she gets like this because I ended up with a clean floor.
Yeah. You need to rename that. Is it a cat or a dog? I didn't hear.
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
You got to rename him Auric. He's like a little vacuum cleaner.
I love
you know,
that.
I see my I own dogs, they'll sit there on certain textures or sometimes a blanket or something. They just sit there and lick, 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 and it doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of a behavioral kind of time-spending kind of issue.
Okay.
So I don't think
I never see her vomit, so I don't really get too concerned over it. She's
no,
not
I wouldn't worry
weight.
About it at all.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Let the licking continue. Thank you, Kimberly. Wow, we got a full roster here. Bill, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What's cooking?
Well, I have a real quick question. I have about a 2 or 3 year old tabby cat who's been spayed. She's absolutely the love of my life. I'm single, live alone. I've never been this attached to a cat before, but I'm gone like 12 hours a day.
Okay.
And she hates when I leave in the morning. I'm just wondering, after I leave, I mean, do cats realize that you're gone that long, or do they just sleep and then when you come back?
No, they get out and explore. Some people in that scenario would suggest, and you know, you don't have to do this, but a second cat would be good because then they have a lot of activity opportunity. But she's probably fine. It'd just be nice if you're really gone long hours. I don't know if you have an 8 to 10 hour shift. You know, she'd probably enjoy having some more company. So
that's what I was going to ask. You thought it'd be a good idea to get another cat.
I think so, and she'll sleep part of the time, and she'll be up part of the time. But if she has another friend there, they'll have a good time playing and exploring the house.
It'll take them a little while to get used to each other, though. We
depends.
Did that one time.
Some of them just connect immediately.
Yeah.
Would it be better for a younger kitten or a? What do you think?
Know, if she's a nice, friendly, kind of stable cat, you can try a young kitten, and she'll kind of teach them the rules of what's right and wrong. If you find an established cat, you know, sometimes females are actually more alpha and more territorial than the adult male. So an older cat might be a bit more of a challenge to connect. And I would probably do it on a weekend so you have a couple of days to be together and watch what's going on.
All right, good idea.
Okay.
All right, Doctor. I appreciate it.
All enjoy right. yourself.
Thank Bye. You for the call. That was Bill, correct?
Yes.
All right, one more, and then we'll have to cut it loose here. Let's go to Bob. Bob, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Oh, wonderful. Hey, we have a beagle about 4 years old, and he's starting to scoot around on the carpet a lot here. What does that mean?
Well, again, that we've talked about this in the past. That's the anal glands.
Oh.
And they were designed by Mother Nature so that when an animal would poop out in the wild, he would kind of empty those glands over the poop, and that would tell the next dog that came by or cat, hey, Joe Schmo lives here. This is my territory. Beware.
Well, hold on a second. Why would to tell another dog that, why would you have to express anal gland juice over your poop? Wouldn't your poop alone go, hey, I just pooped here?
It's more unique. It's kind of a deterrent, too, for the area.
Well, but, poop's a deterrent for me.
That's a good question to ask the dog.
Yeah.
But, that's probably what it is. Needs to be expressed. Your veterinarian does a better job than most groomers do. And I would get them in right away. Those can get infected, and they can get impacted, and they can rupture and be nasty. So.
And that's for any dog, those little tiny dogs and the big dogs, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what size dog. They can, any of them can have problems.
Once you do this, do you have to keep doing it every so often and taking them back? Or?
Yeah, it depends on the individual. Sometimes if they get inflamed, then they can be more chronic and recurring, and your vet can even flush those out, or they can be surgically removed if it's really a bad case. Most of the time, you just flush them and medicate them. Okay?
All right, I guess it is okay.
Okay, Bob, there you go.
He ran off to squeeze those anal glands on that dog.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Love you all.
Friend, courtesy of Lafitte Cab. They're in the PM Cab Company. I'll be back again next week. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. If you need to go see him in person or take your pet in there. American Equity Mortgage, how old was I when I got my first house? Hang on and I'll tell you. 30, I guess. Pretty close to, but late 20s, about 30 years old. When we got our first house. Prior to that, it was two trailers and trailer parks. And I mean trailers like you see on Cops. I don't mean nice ones. Well, the first two places. Then we had an apartment, then another apartment. And then, then we got a house. And the house came around about 76. So I was mid-late 20s. And I still remember how great that felt to have a house. It's like I actually owned it wasn't much of a yard, but a little bitty piece of ground that was mine in the banks. The house was $53,000. I remember that, too. And I remember a couple of people saying, how can you afford a house that expensive? Isn't that amazing? My parents, when I was a kid, I was in the car with them. They drove by hoping that the man wouldn't see them gawking at their home because the talk of the town. In this little hick town in Tennessee, everybody was talking about this man's home he had built and the fact that it was $40,000. We actually drove, like a sightseeing tour, we drove by, and I remember driving by thinking, whoa, it was a ranch house, a brick house, it was $40,000. Whether it's $40,000, $400,000, today's money, yesterday's money, there's something great about having your own place. No landlord. You're your own landlord. Best thing about it, though, is the tax advantage because more and more we're getting fewer and fewer breaks on taxes. And this is still one of the ones remaining is interest on a mortgage payment that's tax deductible. The other great thing is the equity you build, the equity that you can use to borrow money. American Equity will show you how that works. You borrow money to pay off bad debt, and then that equity continues to build and build and build, and hopefully one day the house is paid for, and what you've got is a great big fat nest egg and a chunk of money should you need it when you sell that house. Homeownership has its downside, but most of the things that you would list about homeownership would go in the plus column, more there than the other. Check it out if you're renting, because right now it still is a buyer's market. Interest rates are low, and those same low interest rates will apply to your loan for bill consolidation or home equity loan. Talk to them. They've been doing this a long time. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
looks like we've got some heavy traffic out there. And here's Tim Weiland, Airborne, to fill you in where the problems are.
Yeah, Dan, it is pretty heavy. Right now we're circling over downtown. A police chase just ended on Cole Street, right on the north side of the Edward Jones Dome. And so they've got Cole Street eastbound pretty much blocked off there. So a lot of traffic trying to get out of downtown, so that is affecting it there. I'm looking now at eastbound 64, and you are stacked up solid from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is approaching Park. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570, you'll find is slowing now from 4th Street through Highway 64 in the construction area. Looking at westbound 64, I see it is a little bit slow now from Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the broadcast tonight. It is our Wednesday show. On it, Sylvia Matthews. She was the deputy secretary under Bill Clinton, and we thought since he's coming to town this weekend, it's about as close as we're going to get. Also, our legal segment with Terry Crouppen. We'll keep you healthy with Greg Stebbins from Men's Health, and a lot more. Starts at 9. See you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. March always means madness at Weber Chevrolet, and this year is no exception. With over 2,500 new Chevrolets to choose from, nobody comes close to our selection. And they are all available at Weber Value Pricing. The Chevy Cruze is the most popular car in St. Louis. We have over 800, and you can buy a base for just $14,900. We also have 350 Malibus, the finest midsize car in America. You can get an LS for just $18,900. Finally, there's Equinox. We are selling LSs for just $21,900, and we have over 250 to choose from. All prices are without tax, title, and license. As always, there are no restrictions, no fine print, and no asterisks. The prices include factory rebates and dealer discounts that everyone qualifies for. If you qualify for any other rebates, including GM card, you pay even less. And we accept all trade-ins, including clunkers. New 13 Cruze for $14,900, new 13 Malibu for $18,900, new 13 Equinox for $21,900, and the largest selection of new Chevrolets in the entire Midwest. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are WeberChevrolet.com.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Your new smile is a day away. Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold can provide you with a full set of dentures in one day starting at $395. Just $395 for a quality set of dentures. A new set of dentures for a great smile. Call Dentures and Dental Services now, 636-287-9331. They also offer premium dentures at a fraction of the cost. That number again is 636-287-9331. They're a general dentistry office. Complete exams, crowns for $695. Bridges and partials, $39 for simple extractions with immediate dentures. Hit a home run today. Trust your dental care to the caring staff at Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold. In most cases, they accept and file your insurance claims for you. Providers are general dentists and not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, LLC, and Associates. Don't wait. Call today. 636-287-9331.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back. Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
This song's putting me to sleep just like it always has.
Staring at the fire.
This will wake you up. I think we have just enough time to do this. I've been hanging on to this for a couple of weeks, and I think we have time to do it if you folks will jump on the phone. Here's what I'd like. I don't want to hear from you unless you travel each way to work and back every day more than an hour and a half. And here's the reason for this. CNN did a survey. And according to their numbers, there are 600,000 people in this country who drive more than an hour and a half each way to work every day. So that's at least 3 hours a day to work. Yeah, 600,000 people. Some of them two, three. I used to know a guy in Owensville, Missouri. He's passed away years ago. And I want to say he worked at the Post-Dispatch. I know he worked right downtown. Owensville, Missouri, is a couple hours. He did 2 hours each way. So 4 hours a day. He was doing, and he did it for years. It wasn't like it was temporary until he found a place to live in St. Louis. And I said, why do you do that? He said, I love living in Owensville. And I like my job. And I like to just keep them both. And I just thought, man, you really would have to like a job. So let me see if I can find whoever's listening of the listeners who it is that drives the longest distance to work every day.
Our drummer in our band, David, he lives in St.
What band? You have a band?
Yeah, we have a band.
You never mentioned
He lives in St. Genevieve and drives to Clayton every day.
Come on.
No.
All right, now that's getting pretty close to what I'm talking about. What is St. Genevieve? Isn't that
hour and 15 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, a little over an hour. A little more. So if you drive at least an hour and a half each way to work, 314 969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And if nobody listening does, then that's the end of that deal. We won't talk about it anymore. Doug is on the phone. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way to be.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Well, it's kind of funny that you would say that while I was holding here to talk to you, because I actually do drive from St. Genevieve up to Lambert Airport every day right now.
What does that take you each way?
Right at an hour. I meet a fella, and so it adds about 10 minutes when we stop. But it's about right at an hour if I drive myself.
Now, do you work a shift that keeps you out of the rush hour traffic, or are you in the rush hour traffic?
No, well, rush hour seems to be earlier than it used to be, but we start at 7 in the morning, so I leave about 5:30 in the morning and get up there about 6:30, and then we get out of there a little after 3 every day, so it's not bad.
An hour is not horrible. It's not horrible.
What's nice is I have the option, too. If 270's messed up, I can just make 70 down through the city and come out 55.
All right,
and that's not bad. But the funny thing is, the reason I called you wasn't about that. If you got a minute, I'd like to tell you something.
I have about a minute.
All right. Last August, I was out in San Francisco, and there's a place out there just east of San Francisco, about an hour and a half drive east of San Francisco. It's called Jamestown, California. And when the fellow was talking about Petticoat Junction, it made me think about that train. That train that was on that show, which was also used in the movie Back to the Future 3, is still out there and running. They rebuilt it about 2 years ago. It cost them a couple $1 million, but it is still running, and you can ride on it.
All right. Good to know.
It was fantastic.
All right, Doug, thank you for the call.
See you, bud.
All right, we got a bunch of calls. We must have a lot of people drive a long way to work. Jim is up. Hello, Jim.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm not quite 2 hours, but I do an hour and 20 minutes every day.
120 each way. Where do you live? Where do you work?
I live in O'Fallon, Missouri, and I drive up to Pittsfield, Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah. Pittsfield.
And how long have you done this?
3 years.
You're a better man than I am.
It's not that bad. I listen to you in the evening, so it's not that bad.
That makes it tolerable.
Better.
All right, Jim, thank you. Be careful on the road. Laura is here. Hello, Laura. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's your story?
This is my husband's story. He drives about 53, 54 miles one way to work every day. Goes through a lot of audiobooks.
How long does it take him each way?
Actually, I hate to say this, but he can make it in about 40 minutes.
Well, he's a lawbreaker.
Yeah.
A speeder.
Yeah, he's a felon.
Yeah.
He doesn't qualify for this elite club we're looking for. People an hour or more. But tell him we appreciate. Well, now wait, he doesn't listen to us. He listens to audiobooks.
Well, he switches off, you know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he listens to you guys after 2 o'clock.
Well, you do, and that's all that matters. We'd rather have you. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Shane, you're on. What's your story?
Yeah, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, this isn't me, but I worked with a guy. He lived an hour south of DeSoto. I'm not sure if you know how far that is away.
I used to know where DeSoto was. It's not right exactly next door.
He drove one way to Hazelwood, Missouri.
From an hour beyond DeSoto.
This is right. That would be around... well over 2 hours.
Each way.
And he kept asking, well, I asked him, why don't you, because it was, where we worked at for a long time. And I don't want to say where, because then people figure out who it was. But the reason he would not move was because he owned a, I don't know if you have to edit this out, a cockfighting farm.
No, we don't have to edit that out.
No.
Okay, yeah, no. That was his reason. And he not only drove that far, you know, we worked 50 hours a week, 10 hours a day. And that doesn't leave much home time. And he would go home and take care of, not only do all that driving and working, but he would go home and take care of the farm. And he said he got anywhere between 3 and 4 hours of sleep a night.
I can. How long did he do that?
As far as I knew him there at work, at least over 5 years.
I want to live far away so I can have my cockfighting farm.
Yeah.
They frown on that in a big city.
That was his God's honest truth answer.
You can't do that in your backyard in Clayton.
I can't. I'm not sure if it's legal down there, if that was his reason.
I don't think it's legal anywhere, but that's why he's out in the middle of nowhere.
Hide.
Shane, thank you for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's get Tara in here. Hey, Tara, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right, your story.
Well, I drive from Redbud, Illinois to downtown St. Louis.
Now, that doesn't qualify, though, because I'll bet you can do that in under an hour.
Well, it's pretty close, but I've been doing it for 15 years.
So you know the tricks. I used to go to Redbud all the time when I lived in Waterloo, because it's right down the road. Isn't it Highway 3?
Yes, Route 3.
3 connects the two. And I had a girlfriend in Redbud, so I was always back and forth, Waterloo, Redbud. So you can do this easily in an hour.
Yes. But I live between Redbud and Rumo. We're out in the country, but it's a pain job, right?
Yeah, hey. And if you like where you live and you like where you work, then I guess it's worth it.
It is.
I like your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. How old are you, Tara? How old are you?
36.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
I knew it. Thank you, Tara. Let me get Nancy. We'll just keep a couple more in here. Nancy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What do you have for us?
I drive 80 miles one way.
Wow.
From St. Mary, Missouri to I-70 in Olive. I'm 170 in Alabama, sorry.
Help me out. Where is St. Mary?
It is south of St. Genevieve.
Wow.
20 minutes south of St. Gen.
So that has to take you at least an hour and a half or more.
And actually, Bernice actually lived right in St. Mary. She was just outside of St. Genevieve in St. Mary.
Yeah. Nancy, doesn't that take you at least like an hour and 45 minutes each way?
Hour and a half.
Or, wow.
I leave at 4:30 in the morning, so I miss all the crazy traffic.
And what time do you get home?
It's 5 to 5 now. I just turned off my exit, so usually 5:10.
Brother. Man. Well, I hope you get good gas mileage.
I hope I do too, but not.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Nancy.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
That takes an 8-hour day, turns it into a 12-hour day.
Absolutely.
Every day.
It's half the time you're working, you're driving. You're adding another 50% on there. I don't know that I could. Well, look, I didn't think I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning, but I did for 15 years. I can barely get up at 8 o'clock now, but I got up because I had to. We can get Kurt in here. Kurt, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM in the PM, brother.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And your story.
I live in Owensville. And drive back and forth, been doing it for 28 years.
Wow. What does it take you, an hour and a half?
Hour and a half. It can be done in an hour and 15.
Yeah. He took two for some reason. I think there was a little carpool issue, and he had to kind of divert to share a ride with a guy or something. But so now 3 hours a day, you're on the road every day. And why? I mean, do you just love Owensville that much?
Same way. Love Owensville, and my wife and her family are from there, and she would never move anyway.
So your wife tells you what to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, he didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
No, and I work right by you. I work right off Schutz Road. So.
Oh, well, wow. Schutz. What do you know?
It's good. It's good, and the other caller that talked about the cockfights, there was a place in St. James that used to do that. And actually went over there one night. It's quite an experience. It was cock. Mm-hmm. It was cock.
Yeah, that's an old expression. Thank you, Kurt. All right.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
All righty. Well, at least he keeps us with him on the road. That's a good thing. Bill Cleveland's on the way. If you haven't tried American Patriot beer, you know what? Nothing better at a good cockfight than a good cold American Patriot beer. That's what I always say. So. Sit back, watch those things kill each other. And I'm kidding, of course. We don't endorse or condone cockfighting. At least not the kind those people are talking about. American Patriot beer, it comes in regular, it comes in light. And I hope soon it'll be coming to your refrigerator, because I think once it is, or your cooler, once we get into summer and you're headed out to the lake or a picnic or whatever outing at some park, ice down a bunch of American Patriot. Introduce it to people who've never tasted it, because there are still some people, those people who are the last to find out about everything, who don't know about American Patriot. Now, there are also some stores, restaurants, bars that don't serve it. That is very quickly changing. So you need to make them feel like the odd man out, like they're stupid, because they don't have it. What are you talking about? You don't have American Patriot. Everybody else has. Everywhere else I go, they have it. What's the matter with you? And then when you leave, they're going to feel bad, and they're going to get on the phone and make sure they start getting American Patriot beer. American Patriot beer is just what the name says. Started by John Beale, because he's a patriot. And he's an American. And it really didn't sit well with him when the beer company that was American became a Belgian company. And it took him 4 or 5 years to finally get something done about it. But he did. And the end result is American Patriot beer. And it's not just about it being all American. It's about it tasting good. It's a good beer. You'll be the judge of that. You'll prove me right or wrong. Please try. Please do that. Try to prove me wrong. Pick up a six-pack of each. Regular, light, American Patriot beer. If they don't have it where you normally eat or you buy groceries, ask them, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Sounds like it's going to take people a little longer to get home tonight, no matter where they live. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic. Tim?
Oh, yeah. Several accidents on southbound 270 at Olive. It's off on the right shoulder, but a multi-vehicle accident has things stacked up. Approaching Page through Olive, and then you're jammed up again from Ladue through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 64 after Mason, an accident on the right shoulder, but you're stacked up from 141 through Mason. Westbound 64 at Ballas, or just before Ballas, you've got a crash. The right center lane is blocked, and that happened just as we were flying over, so I know you're backed up to at least Lindbergh, maybe beyond that now. Eastbound 270, you're jammed from McDonald through New Forest. On southbound Grand at Lafayette, only the left lane is closed down due to some work, and traffic is backed up to Highway 64. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Check out our new show, Real Estate Radio, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m.
That's right, from 9 to 10. Every Sunday morning, we will guide you through the local real estate market.
And we will help you navigate through the complex lending industry.
We will also showcase new properties that have just hit the local market.
So make sure you join me, Peter Wright.
And me, Tom Beck, for all things real estate in St. Louis, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So we'll see you Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Real Estate Radio. Don't forget to check us out online at roosterreview.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News.